case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
If you have a sneaky suspicion that a couple have broken up these days, what do you do to find out if they actually have?
You will go on to social media. Well, first of all, you go straight to relationship status.
Mm-hmm. If that's changed. Not many people use Facebook relationship statuses these days.
Well, that's the thing. If they do and it's changed, bingo, you got one. You got a hot one. But otherwise, you usually check for photos.
Yeah.
Like whether recently they've been posting together, I guess. Is that right? That's what I do.
Well, yeah, this is what I do. So I feel that Instagram has become the telltale sign. It has replaced the relationship status on Facebook mm-hmm. with whether or not photos have been deleted.
Yep.
You know, when celebs get broken up, things like that, everyone's like, oh, well, there's no more photos of them on each other's social medias and stuff like that. Mm. And I don't know when Instagram became the telltale sign.
Right.
I just feel like this is a thing that I have noticed, because especially the other day, a girl that I know, I somehow was in a conversation with her and she said like, oh, yeah, me and my boyfriend broke up the other day. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I went home and I was like, I'll just have a little stalky stalk on Instagram. But they still had heaps of photos together.
Right.
And then I was like, are they broken up? Like, I'm not sure. And then I was like,
did it end mutually? I don't understand.
And then I went and stalked him and he still had photos up. But right. then I was like, this is really odd. But then also, why am I doing this?
Yeah, exactly.
It was a weird thing. And I know that it goes through people's minds as well, because they're like, well, if I keep all the photos up, do people still think we're together? If I take them all down, is that a telltale sign? What if we're just having a fight and we take them down? Because I know people that do that.
Yeah.
They just have a fight, then 2 seconds later they're back together and like already deleted all of their photos and stuff.
My ex-girlfriend took all her photos off social media of us together before she even broke up with me.
So you got told before anyone else did.
Yeah. Well, we actually, when we were breaking up, we had the conversation. I'm like, well, I guess we're going to... It was a pretty mutual breaking, I think. It was, you know, but still hard anyway. We said, so I guess we're going to take all the photos off
social media. Oh, so you had that media. Conversation.
And she's like, no, I've already done that. I was like, cool.
It's been a while since I broke up with someone and I didn't have that conversation, but it did go through my mind. Do I delete the photos? Do I not delete the photos?
And the longer you're with them, the more photos you got to go through and delete.
It's an odd one.
And if it's on Instagram, do you just archive them?
An option.
You can archive them and bring them back. Bring them back later.
Oh, God, that's even worse. That's too much stress. But it's in, okay, so once you do it through Instagram, do you do it in your camera roll as well?
See, that's the thing. I don't know about camera roll because, you know, no one sees your camera roll apart from you most of the time.
Yeah.
Instagram's a public forum.
I get that because I don't know if you've noticed on the photos behind my computer on my little corkboard.
There's smiley faces on the guy. I did notice that.
Because I look really good in those photos.
Yeah. I guess
it's a bit different to Instagram because you can't like repost a photo to Instagram without people noticing, obviously. Mm. So in the photos I have on my desk, I look good in those photos. So I just put smiley faces
I did notice that a couple of days ago when we were having a meeting with Boss Barry. I looked over. I was like, I wonder what's that all about?
Because I didn't want to get rid of the photos. But I do have a solution to this.
Okay.
Which I don't know if you would agree with, but I think that couples should now do press releases. Just put up a little statement, letting everyone know what's happening or have a source confirm something.
Okay.
If you and Eden, for whatever reason, hypothetically break up, I'm happy to be the press release statement source for you.
Okay.
And I think that's what should happen these days.
I'll run ads on Power. How about that?